Amen. Our scripture lesson today is taken from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, beginning at verse number 1. Early on Sunday morning, as the new day was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went out to visit the tomb. Suddenly, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled aside the stone, and sat on it. His face shone like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. The guards shook with fear when they saw him, and they fell into a dead faint. Then the angel spoke to the women. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He's risen from the dead, just as he said he would. Come see where his body was lying. And now go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead, that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. You will see him there." Amen. I want to talk about the dawning of a new day. The dawning of a new day. How many of you have had a day that seemed like it would never end? A bad day. How many of you had a bad season that seemed like it would never end? One bad day after another bad day after another bad week after another bad month after another bad year. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. You lost your job, you lost your man, you lost your woman, you almost lost your mind. Your unemployment ran out. The person that you borrowed from cut you off. A bad day, a bad season. And the worst thing is, when you have a bad season, you get it in your mind that it's going to be like that forever. The devil specializes. When you and I are in a bad season, the devil sneaks up on you and say, "It's never going to get any better. Go on and get hooked on cocaine. That's the only way you're going to get any peace. Go on and drink yourself to death. That's the only way you're going to get any peace. Go on and just rob somebody. That's the only way you're going to get any money." It's the devil talking to you. "It's bad, and tomorrow's going to be worse." Look at somebody and say, "That's Good Friday talk." Good Friday, it was bad for those disciples. It was bad. On the surface, it was bad for Jesus. Looked like the world took his life. But when you really know the gospel, the world didn't take his life. He gave his life. We live in a good Friday world where everything seems to be bad. When everything bad can happen, it seems like that evil has the last word. And sometimes it can be Friday so long, it looks like it will never be Sunday. Somebody came in here this morning. I was standing outside. Everybody that came in looked like it was Sunday morning. But there's some people that's got a Friday spirit. Things are not good. Their relationships are not good. They've been unemployed for a long time. They've lost their apartment. You know it's Friday when you got to move back to mama's house. And you got to put up with mama's rules. Hey, amen. You're 40 and you're living in mama's house, and mama says you got to be in by 11:30. Look at somebody and say, that's Friday. Some of us, it's been Friday for a long time. It's been a day when people that loved us betrayed us. One of the disciples betrayed Jesus. It was Friday. It's Friday when people who we counted on walked away from us. When Peter denied him, people that claimed that I'd never forsake you, they turned their back and walk away from you. Look at somebody and say, that's Friday. Here we are, feeling depressed and lonely because those that we loved walked away from us, and we're feeling like it's never going to get any better again, feeling like we're never going to be loved again, feeling like we're always going to have to live in fear and isolation and pain and misery. Look at somebody and say, hold on. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. A new day. That's what Easter is all about. Easter is about Friday is over and there's a new day dawning, because God can turn defeat into victory. I know there's some people in this congregation who've been going through rough times for a long time. It's been Friday ever since this economy got bad. It's been Friday. Ever since, you know, we moved jobs all over the world and we can't find one here. Ever since they started cutting the police officers, ever since they started cutting the firemen, ever since they've been acting crazy about health insurance, it's been Friday for somebody. But I'm a living witness, even though they say it's Friday in Washington, there's a hill higher than Capitol Hill, and it's called Calvary, and God is able to turn your defeat into victory. Easter is about hope. Easter is about, even though it's bad. I told this the other night, and I think I'll say it again. I heard this young preacher was up preaching somewhere, and this old lady, after the sermon was over, this old lady went up and said, you hope me today, son. You hope me today. And he said, thank you, ma'am. Thank you. You mean that I helped you, don't you? Don't you mean I helped you? She said, no, I mean you hope me today. He said, well, what's the difference between hope and help? She said, hope is what you hold on to until help arrives. Easter is about having something to hold on to until help arrives. Easter is about Jesus holding on to God's unchanging hand until help arrives. Easter is about when things look bad. Easter is when you're 65 and your 401k is about empty. Easter is about when you're 60 and you lost $150,000. Easter is about when you're 55 and they start talking about you gotta work 5 more years. You wonder how you're going to make it. Easter is about when you saved and saved and saved. Easter is about when you help put somebody else through college, and as soon as they get their degree, they walk out on it. I know I'm on somebody's street. Easter is about when you're no longer a size 6. And you had 3 kids. Somebody walks away from you. Or when you're a roly-poly man with a 9-month stomach. I'm talking about pregnant stuff. I got to be fair to everybody. This is about when you can't see your way, God steps in and make a way. East is about it's not over just because it looks bad. Just because they laid you off, life is not over. Just because things are not like they used to be, life is not over. Just because you don't have any money in the bank, life is not over. Just because you finally got a college degree and you cannot find a job, life is not over. Just because you can't get into graduate school, life is not over. God sits high and God is able to roll away the stones. There's always some, look at somebody and say, there's always some stones. There's always something that blocks you from your blessing. There's always something that's trying to trap you into the present situation. There's always something that's between you and your vision for the future. But thanks be to God, God has got some rock rollers. I didn't say God has some rock and rollers. I said he's got some rock rollers. He's got somebody that moves rocks out of the way and sets us free to new possibilities and new vision. Easter is about seeing the impossible and doing the impossible. God can do the impossible. Easter is about loving a God that moves rocks. Told you about those of us who've had those Friday days that looked like they would never end. But we kept on living. Times are getting bad now, and it's bad when anybody commits suicide, but there used to be a time in Africa, America, we didn't commit suicide. I mean, it's been bad for many of us so long. And I heard about that young woman in New York that drove herself and her kids into the water and killed, I guess, two of her kids, and one swam away. Look at somebody saying, ain't that bad? I'm going to hold on. I mean, things ain't great right now, but I'm going to hold on. I believe God's going to do something. I don't know when he's going to show up. I believe God is going to open a door. I believe the sun is going to shine again. I believe that God is going to show up, and when he shows up, he's got the power to show out. And when he shows out, I'm going to brag about him. I'm going to get up and say, the Lord brought me out. The Lord made a way. The Lord picked me up. The Lord turned me around. I got a God to glorify. You know, we celebrate Easter Sunday. But I want you to know something. Easter can be anytime. Anytime your change fall off, look at somebody and say, that's Easter. Even time a way is made for you, that's Easter. Anytime he heals your body, that's Easter. Anytime he put food on the table, that's Easter. Easter can be in December. In fact, Easter and Christmas can happen at the same time. You can give him the glory anytime. Don't you dare put a period where God has put a comma. I'm going through some stuff right now, but a comma. But God is still on the throne. I don't know who the governor is. But he ain't got but 4 years. He already. are two of them. But God is eternal. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He raises up governors. He takes down governors. He raises up congressmen. He takes down congressmen. Thanks be to God. This is my Father's world. The dawning of a new day. I thought we were having a new day. I thought we were having a new day when our present president was elected. I thought we were having a new day. But that just got some of them folk in the old day excited. And they tried, when he was elected, they tried to remember, like, it ain't gonna be no new day for long. I'm gonna see to it that he gonna catch hell as long as he's president of these United States. But I want you to know, it's not over until God says it's over. Now I'm coming back. I'm not going to be political on Easter. No more. Because ultimately, what we want to know is, what does Easter mean to me? Ultimately, what can resurrection really happen in me? Look at somebody and say, I am a resurrection. In times when I should have been dead, anybody over 50, I know what I'm talking about. We done some of everything in the world. We done drank some of everything that we could drink. We done been to every place. People around us got killed. Do I have a witness in the house? But he spared. Some of us got shot. But he spared our lives. We've been out there. We've done everything. We've slept with this one, slept with that one. We've caught this and caught that. But look at somebody and say, I'm still here. Not because of my goodness, but what? Because of his grace. He kept me. And if I was by myself, I'd just say hallelujah. The dawning of a new day. It's a new day around the corner. Easter is about moving some rocks. Easter is about having a word of encouragement when you are at your worst. The choir was wonderful. The dances was one. They were wonderful. We had wonderful hymns. We had wonderful worship. But look at somebody and say, somebody just need a touch. Somebody needs a hug. Somebody needs a word of encouragement. Oh, go on and help me preach this thing, girl. Somebody needs a personal testimony of what God has done for you. And, you know, there are people who know your background and they know my background. And they figure if God can save a rascal like me, it's a new day. Now I got to make this personal because I got a young woman up here. She's talking to me. I like you. I love you, girl. I love you. But I got to say something to the young folk, because sometimes, you know, the young folk, sometimes they get off to a bad start in school and they stop reading and just watching TV and get lazy. Don't get quiet on me now. I got some good news for you. It's not over because it's a new day. You can turn it around. You're still young enough. You got 60, 70 years left. Turn it around right now. Easter is for young folk and old folk. The dawning of a new day. I want you to go out of here today believing this. If nothing else, I want you to get this. You've got to believe this. You've got to believe this. I want you to get this. Over in the Ray Agnew room downstairs, in the J.D. Perry Fellowship Hall, in the balcony, wherever you are, you got to get this. I want you to believe the worst is over. The worst is over. I want you to believe. I want you to believe. You remember Fannie Lou Hamer used to say, Fannie Lou Hamer used to say, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want you to believe that the worst is over. That I don't know when it's coming, but there's a turnaround on the way. That issue's going to show up. That things are going to be better. You don't have to wait till next year. Things are going to be better. That God is able to give you new life and new hope and new peace. Some of us, we think that God can only bless by giving us a new pair of shoes. He can give you some new feet. It's a whole lot of people with new shoes, new car, money in the bank. What most of us want is peace. Lord, if you just give me another night's sleep when I don't have to take a sleeping pill. Just give me peace. And then, if he gives you peace, somewhere along the line, figure out a way to say thank you. Now you might not be, in the Baptist church, sometimes people, we just fall all out, crying, hollering, screaming. That's good. It's all right. Sorry, if that's the way the Spirit is moving, you want to say thank you, and you want to holler it out, that's why I gave you an opportunity to just say yes. But if that's not your style, and you just want to kind of quietly on the floor just pat your feet, go ahead. You're not one of them hollerers. You just go ahead and pat your feet. Go ahead. I can't see it, but the Lord. If you just want to wave your hands, if you just want to smile, what's left of your 88? Or you just want to try to shake your head, just look at somebody and say, show some sign that you know God is good. I don't know. Clap your hands. Smile if you want to. Say yes if you want to. Wave your hands, I don't care. But for God's sake, if you realize that he woke you up this morning, if you realize that he's better to you than you have been to yourself, if you realize that he looked beyond your faults and saw your needs and gave you grace every now and then, at least once a year, you ought to say, thank you, Jesus, for your mercy, for your kindness, for your grace. Thank you for your peace. Miss Merritt. Miss Merritt used to sing that song. Deaconess Merritt. She's right here. She used to sing that song. Better days ahead. Keep on looking up. It's better days ahead. It's Friday. Help me preach this, baby. Come on, right here in front. Hey, I'm talking to you now. Started out with me. Stay with me. Stay with me. Help me preach this thing now. Here, we got to close. Here's how we're going to close. It's Friday.